Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Software Wizard, by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, March 1982. By the spring of 1982, the Macintosh was beginning to transition from a research effort into a mainstream project. As we grew, so did the need to be more organized. Initially, we didn't have formal titles within the Mac group, but we needed to figure out what they were in order to print business cards. My title with the Apple II group was Senior Member of Technical Staff, which sounded very dull. I told Peggy Alexio, Rod Holt's secretary, not to order any business cards for me because I didn't like my title. The next day, Steve Jobs came by and told me that he heard that I didn't want any business cards, but he wanted me to have them and didn't care what title I used. After a little bit of thought, I decided on Software Wizard, because it wasn't easy to tell where that fit in the corporate hierarchy, and it seemed a suitable metaphor to reflect the practical magic of software innovation. When I told Burl about my new title, he immediately claimed Hardware Wizard for himself, even though I discouraged him since it diminished the uniqueness of my title. And as soon as word got around, lots of other folks on the Mac team started to change their titles to something more creative. The trend persisted at Apple for many years, and even spread to other companies, but as far as I know, that's how it got started.